Betty finds Brother Greencoat. Betty sat up quickly and looked about her. On each side of the little summer house were tall elm trees. A robin was calling from one of them, "Cheer up! Cheer up! Cheer up!" And a blue jay answered crossly, "Can't! Can't! Can't!" "I know it isn't the robin," said Betty. "A robin doesn't have a green coat, and he doesn't live under the ground in winter. He goes south. And it can't be the blue jay. I've seen that blue jay all winter long. Did you ever talk to Brother Greencoat, Aunt Molly? What did you say to him? And, oh, did he ever say anything to you?" "The strange thing about Brother Greencoat," said Aunt Molly, "is that he never says anything when he wears black. But when he puts on his coat of green, he talks and even sings. I have learned to understand some of his strange words and songs." "Please tell me some of the things he says, Aunt Molly," begged Betty. "Sometimes he tells me that he is very happy," said Aunt Molly. "Sometimes he says that he likes the warm air. Sometimes he sings a song that says he is going soon for a swim in the pool. And when he tells me this, it sounds just like breck-keck-keck-keck-keck, breck-keck-keck-keck-keck." Betty was looking out over the pool. There, on an old log in the water, sat a bright-eyed little fellow in a coat of green, with trousers of white. In answer to Aunt Molly, he puffed himself out and called boldly, "Breck-keck-keck-keck, breck-keck-keck-keck." "You mean the frog." "Brother Greencoat is a frog," cried Betty. "But you said you saw him once when he was as black as coal. How can that be? Frogs are always green, aren't they?"